The Harvard MBA Leadership Focused essay is, what experiences have shaped who you are, how you invest in others, and what kind of leader you want to become? So this is a 250-word essay. To answer the Harvard MBA Leadership Focused essay, I explore three contexts. So let's start with the first context, experiences that shape who you are. The obvious factor is the family. I'm certain the Harvard MBA admissions team don't have the bandwidth to read between the lines, but as a consultant, I notice the applicants' adaptability to life stressors by evaluating the narratives and the relationship they describe with the authority figure. No one has perfect dynamics with their parents. You don't have to be self-conscious while writing about your upbringing, the stressors in early life, and their impact on how you see the world. But remember that most people fall between the two extremes, sensitive care or conditional attachment. So let's start with sensitive care. Eastern cultures make fun of American parents negotiating with children, but psychologically it has been proven to develop adults who see the world with optimism and respect others' autonomy. The second kind of care that you might have received is through conditional attachment. So it takes two forms. The first, the pull yourself up by your bootstraps mindset, where the individual is detached from the support of the society and is fighting against the world. The individualized narrative is easy to spot. There won't be any credit or acknowledgement of the support network in the essay. It's all about me against the world. Although these profiles are accomplished in finance or technology, where often such individualized personalities are rewarded, when writing essays, such narratives come across as lacking emotional intelligence. The second are applicants who need constant attention and acknowledgement from peers to compensate the lack of attention they receive from the family's authority figure. Such attention seeking leads to initiatives and milestones that are important for Harvard MBA application. Life stressors and lack of sufficient attention from the authority figure can lead to individuals who are eager to do more for their communities and peers, in turn making them a highly sought after group for Harvard and M7 MBA programs. I had received this question several times while guiding applicants to write better narratives. I am accomplished, but I don't have any setbacks to write for Harvard MBA essays. I discourage applicants from creating inauthentic family narratives, but it doesn't mean you have nothing to write. Family is just one dynamic in the essay. You should explore the social environment, education, and cultural background. So the second aspect is social environment. A social environment includes the neighborhood, social groups you identify most with, that is arts, sports, majors, hobbies, and the organizations you volunteered. If you want to see how I have captured routine experiences into leadership narratives, download FNGMAT's Harvard MBA Essay Guide from store.fngmat.com/harvard-mba-essay-guide. So what comes under social environment? So the first thing that comes to a social environment is neighborhood. Another aspect of social environment is shared identity. An underrepresented minority can relate to another underrepresented minority. I've read the narrative of an LGBTQ applicant from Asia volunteering for causes of women beneficiaries. A parent's interest in conservationism encouraged an applicant to document all varieties of butterflies into one of the most historically important websites on butterflies. So there are multiple ways in which social environment can be included in the leadership story without any trauma narrative. If an applicant had a healthy dynamics with their parents, the causes of the caregiver becomes dear to them. I have read how parents' teaching career influence applicants' interest in Teach for America. The third part of the experiences that shape who you are is through education. Education is another subset of experiences that shape who you are. The paucity affectation associated with top universities is from the assumed holistic education e-school offers. If the brand of the school was the only criteria, Harvard Business School would be filled with candidates from top universities. Interestingly, the diversity in schools and universities is much higher at Harvard than any other category on which an applicant is evaluated. The pedigree of the university alone is not a satisfactory condition to improve admission chances at Harvard. The extracurricular engagement and volunteering become two critical evaluations of your evolution as a leader. When you cite experiences, understand under which identity you'll be classified based on first impression. Then work backward to supplement your positive attributes and break negative stereotypes with complimentary stories. One applicant narrated her passion for popularizing Special Olympics by connecting her relationship with a younger sibling who was wheelchair bound after a traumatic accident. If the admissions team had just evaluated her for her high-performing career as an energy candidate, there would have been other equally qualified women applicants in the competition. She could have easily used initiatives on promoting women leaders in the industry, but she chose a cause that was dear to her, while her growth and curiosity narrative were all on increasing representation of women engineers and leaders in her industry. The theme of the question need not be matched neatly based on the most expected experience. Choose examples based on your strengths, weaknesses, and unique life experiences. For essay examples, download FNG Match Harvard MBA Essay Guide or Winning MBA Essay Guide that also includes Harvard MBA Essay Examples. The fourth factor that shapes who you are is cultural background. For applicants with strong social and cultural identities, including examples that are closest to their identity would be the best way to authentically capture your leadership experiences. Among the many contributing factors to your cultural background, three stands out. First is country or city. This is perhaps the biggest indicator of whether you'd make it to Harvard if you're an international applicant. If the leadership narrative is closely tied to the culture of the region and an MBA from Harvard is unlikely to add to the network, learning framework or skills to solve the problem, no matter how persuasively you have captured the experience, it won't resonate with the admissions team. Your experience should have similarity to what the US has overcome within the past decade, or the problem should have keen interest among the political or investor communities in the US. Climate change is one universal problem. Security of digital infrastructure is another. Managing inflation without affecting growth is another. If your leadership is in one niche, let's say addressing climate change, make it the core narrative, even if all your experiences are tied to a non-US country. Then there are problems that cut across cultures. One applicant wrote about the lack of regulation in the real estate industry and how it adds to the carbon footprint in a harmful way. As a reader, I was rewarded when the applicant made a correlation between an incentive and a government policy. It cuts across cultures. The second aspect of the cultural experience is how you are leveraging your personality trait for a functional solution. For an extroverted applicant, the template for the weekly meeting felt impersonal. No one was truly sharing the challenges they were facing or receiving ideas from peers. It was just an update on the tasks that a workflow or an email could have solved. When the applicant introduced a communication framework for the weekly meeting, it first solved the problem by forcing the participants to share the why, what, and how. Then it became a platform for sharing larger cultural issues many international peers were facing in the city. And finally, the meeting became a critical platform for building camaraderie. So the applicant's personality trait as an extroverted individual were transmitted into a team or a culture. The third part of the cultural background is through identity. If you are, let's say, from an underrepresented minority in the US, starting a club in your organization or a forum for addressing the concerns of the group, or introducing cuisines or cultural artifacts from your identity into the company culture will be looked at as your efforts into making the company culturally inclusive. The identity need not be all related to ethnicity or sexual orientation. It could also be around gender, nationality, personality traits, or even talent. If you're part of a largely represented identity at Harvard, avoid using your identity in the leadership narrative. Focus on functional or volunteering or personality trait or extracurricular leadership. The second part of the Harvard MBA leadership essay asks, how did you invest in others? The evolution of your leadership traits means little unless you use those traits for your team, peers, or the communities you identify the most with. Motivating a person in the team or mentoring a junior person doesn't work like we see in movies about underdogs winning some football or baseball tournament. Often we are inspired by mentors who themselves have crossed roadblocks to achieve a milestone. Educating underprivileged children works if you yourself have overcome similar obstacles or your family has a legacy of teaching. Ronald Heifetz, the professor at the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University, have used this technique way back in the late 1990s when he encouraged students to bring their leadership experiences as case studies. The experience of learning about the journey of someone that you could relate to made the learning experience more impressionable for peers at Harvard Law. Include inspiring leadership experiences for the Harvard MBA leadership essay. The second aspect of investing in others is the common goal. In a team setting, investing in others is about aligning the person's learning and career goals with the company's goal. For a startup, the applicant hired a person who became nervous when the pitch was in front of the client, but the job required that he pitch the product or a new feature to the client every quarter, and in some cases every 7 weeks. The easiest solution was to replace the person, but the applicant introduced strategies to manage nerves and build the teammates' confidence through mock sessions and presentations in front of a larger audience. Both the company and the person's learning goals were met with the corrective action. The third aspect of investing in others is risk-taking. Investing in others would also mean taking a risk on a person for a role or task when you don't have the buy-in to include the person in the team. Hiring and assigning a person to a challenging project or milestone are all great examples of risk-taking. The fourth aspect of investing in others is growth. A growth mindset is easy to understand but tough to follow. Failure is a feedback on the missed opportunity, a lack of prioritization, lack of understanding the problem, or a gap in understanding the dynamics. But failure is never a feedback on the person. A person with growth mindset instinctually understand to separate failure as an event that has valuable information from failure as feedback on the person's character. The mindset is valuable as a leader when the team faces setbacks. The focus on evaluating the missed opportunities always on processes, frameworks, and workflow, and never the person. The person is just part of a flawed system. Interestingly, team dynamics in such an environment is on optimizing one's productivity and the systems that keep the team nimble. Share one such example where your thinking as a leader helped the team learn from a failure. The third aspect of the Harvard MBA leadership essay is, what leader do you want to become? Any aspirational leadership trait should be prefaced with some evidence of the same traits. No candidate, regardless of their earnestness, is likely to acquire a new leadership trait from the ground up without some evidence of the traits in their pre-Harvard, professional, extracurricular, and volunteering experiences. Often, three leadership traits stand out in the aspirations of most Harvard MBA applicants. Number one, adaptability. The most obvious way to demonstrate adaptability is by pivoting a business model, strategy, or tactics when faced with a customer or organizational problem. Use them if you want to focus on a professional leadership experience. If you want to explore aspects of your leadership behavior, expand on your adaptability to the team's skill level, maturity, experience, culture, and power dynamics. You can elevate the stakes by sharing how you maintain the vision of the company while strategically adapting to change in team dynamics, let's say after mergers or acquisitions, change in competition, a new policy or product or a competitor, or change in leadership. For applicants from the technology or industry facing rapid innovation, use the adaptability as a core narrative to demonstrate a readiness to manage change. Most importantly, through the experience, highlight your self-discipline to lead through the chaos that typically follows when there is change in organization structure, technology, or team. The second aspect of the leader you aspire to be is to become role models. Leading by sticking to values of integrity, fairness, and growth, and encouraging teams to pursue challenging milestones are often cited in Harvard MBA essays. But the best essays on leadership are from entrepreneurial applicants. They are pursuing a vision that is ridiculous now in the current reality of how we think, transact, and communicate, but useful for a generation that is yet to be born. Persuading a group of people or followers to pursue this vision is the fundamental tenet of being a role model. Define your vision for the world, share the progress you made, and paint a picture where your vision will be actualized. The only catch, the first few milestones should already have been accomplished if you're an entrepreneurial applicant. The third part of the leader you want to become is challenging status quo. Challenging the status quo can take many forms. The typical leadership narratives are around challenging the culture of the organization. It works for startups and mid-tier companies, but for larger organizations, the pressure from shareholders, influential investors, and the industry's power dynamics can all lead to narratives that are not believable. Another more believable form of challenging status quo is challenging a process or a framework by which a team operates, communicates, strategizes, or delegates, breaking down your role and the impact of your contribution had in changing the inefficient process often reads well when the jargon is broken down for a general reader. Your recommendation letter should also validate the contributions when you're talking about any innovation. If you want to read examples of the Harvard MBA leadership essay, download FNGMAT's Harvard MBA essay guide from store.fngmat.com/Harvard-MBA-essay-guide. If you want help with editing your Harvard MBA essays, subscribe to FNGMAT's essay editing service at store.fngmat.com/essay-editing-service.